Y'all, I am back and I'm so excited that a lot of people supported and have been listening into my first podcast so far. That being said, I realized in my first podcast that I did not formally introduce myself. So I'll do that here before I get into what I'm finna pour in y'all cups today. My name is Taylor Matherin. Funny story is I wanted to start my podcast as Tay's Talk. So it would just be that I'm talking about anything. And it was along the same lines of me talking about mental health, self-care, self-love, like the realness of everything, the raw of me, all of that stuff. And I put it up on Instagram and a Tay's Talks ended up following me. And I'm like, wait, that's not myself. So, and her name is also Taylor. So I had to reevaluate myself and kind of redo and rebrand. And that's okay because in life that happens. I feel like I have the most common name in the universe, but that's okay. I am 24 years old, and as I talked about before, I graduated from American International College in 2018. I double majored psychology and in theater. Those were the best decisions that I have ever made in my life. And now, currently, I am a special education tutor and a behavioral therapist at the same time, and I have just been accepted into Bridgewater State University to go get my MSW, which is my master's in social work, and I'm so excited to be on that journey. All right, here we go. As I said before, I hope you have your teacups ready and prepared. What I'm about to get into today is getting your bag the best way that works for you. So lately, because you know we're in this pandemic, we're in this crisis, a lot of people have been trying to find the fastest way, the more efficient way, the more successful way to get money. And that's fine. There is nothing wrong with working on getting your bag. You got to get your bag, you got to chase your bag, and you got to get to your dreams and your goals the best way that you need to. My problem is when people decide that because they're getting something one way, that it's way better than how somebody is getting it the other way. So they'll be like, oh, if you're not over here on this team, then you're definitely going to be making small change later on in your life, or I'm going to be financially free and you're always going to be stuck having to pay someone or work for someone. And that's definitely never the case. And I personally hate when people do that. Like, just because you are doing something that works very well for you does not mean that it makes me any lesser. It doesn't make me a step lower than you. It just means that I'm in a place that I feel comfortable doing it, and you're in a place that works great for you. And that's fine. Do what you gotta do. Just don't make me feel like shit for it because you wanna do what you wanna do. Because in all actuality, if I was then like, okay, let me do it, and it didn't work out for me, then what? What are you going to say then? You're going to be like, oh, well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out. Maybe next time. No, not next time. Help me get back my bag that I – help me get my bag. And that's where I feel like it just stresses me out, like – makes me upset. And it kind of honestly, truthfully, just pisses me off that people do things like that. I feel like you have to enjoy how you're getting your bag. So for me, and like I said before, I am on the path to becoming a social worker. And I cannot wait until I start making the money that a social worker is supposed to be making, because that's my goal, that's my dream, and that's where I want to be at. There are other goals as well that I want to achieve. And so me having my special education tutor job and my behavioral therapist job, they're helping me get where I need to get to. It's considered slow money, but that's where I'm at. That's where I'm going to go. I think that that's what works for me and what's helping me to guide me through along my journey. And so I'm going to keep striving through that, and I'm going to keep fighting whatever's going to come in life and have these two careers on my back until I become the social worker that I feel like I want to be. So some people may consider that slow money because you're not necessarily rapidly getting money. Like, you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or whatever the case is, and your goals are just going to seem farther away. Okay, fine. Make your fast money the way you want to make your fast money. But I feel like in my life, me trying to make fast money has never, ever worked for me. I can't do it. It's not a thing. Like, I've tried the day trading. I've tried money pots or susus, you know. In my family or in my culture, we call it susu. And it's pretty much I give you a certain amount of money every week or every 2 weeks until it's my turn to get that big pool of money. At the end of the day, I still have to continue giving these people money until everybody in this pool gets their money. And so, yes, I'm getting a huge amount of money at some point in time. I still end up losing money because I have to give it to other people. So I'm still paying for something. So I'm kind of losing out. And so my thought on that for me was just that I'm not gonna do it. And a lot of the things that I'm gonna be talking about getting your bag in the best way that works for you, I'm just sharing my own personal experiences. So when I'm saying it doesn't work, just know that it's for me, it doesn't work. Not for you, it doesn't work. If you want to give it a try, go ahead. There's nothing to it but to do it. Sometimes you just got to jump in the deep end and see if you are going to sink or swim and hope that there's somebody to catch you. My next thing was that the way that you do things is how you do it. How you try to create an image for yourself, how you try to create a career for yourself is solely on how you do it. It's not on how other people do it. It's not on what other people say. Who you are is who you are. So how you envision you getting your bag, like, oh, I'm about to move to LA and then I'm going to join this company, and then this company is going to take me to this place, and then I'm going to be at the top where I feel like I'm comfortable enough to be. Go ahead and do that. Taraji P. Henson went to LA with $700 at 21, just graduating Howard University and having a son. And again, only $700. You need more than that to live in LA. Just going to say that. And look where she is now. This woman took her $700 and made millions, and it took her time, but she had to keep pushing and striving through. And on top of that, Shuddy had a son, so you know it was a little slower going for her. She was not making any form of fast money. So how you decide to make your choice is in getting your money is how you decide to make your choice in getting your money. Don't let anybody deter you from your path, because that's your path. Honestly, that's just where I'm at. Your path is your path, and you need to be confident in it, and you need to have faith in that it's going to work out for you. Everybody is always going to show off, like, oh, if you become an ambassador for this, you're going to make extra money. Cool. You would love to make extra money on the side. There are a lot of open jobs that nobody knows about that you can do on the side while you have your center job, and then be able to acquire more money throughout time and save up enough money throughout time for you to get what you need to get or for you to increase your bag. It's that simple. It's that simple. Also, everyone is literally trying to live as comfortably as they can. So I need all of the people, all of the sponsors, all of the, hey, you need, if you need $50, all you need is $300 to do X, Y, and Z, to just chill out. I need you to chill out and I need you to get it together and understand, like I've been saying before, how someone else is making their money is how they decide to make their money. If they want to increase it by working with you and you're going to help them step by step to work with you, amazing, awesome. But if you're just trying to get them into a place so that you can get into a better place, it's a no-go. That's not fair, and I don't see how that works well for anybody. Let people do what they need to do with their money and how they're going to do it with their money. At some point in your life, you're going to struggle. I think even celebrities, yes, they buy their houses outright. They buy their cars outright, but they still have to pay for gas. It's not like they're not paying for gas. If we think about it, they still have to pay for the water bill. They still have to pay for the light bill. They still have to pay for their children. Children are not cheap. Just going to say that. Children are not cheap. Like, to me, I really don't think that there is a form of financial freedom. There is a form of financial understanding and financial stability. And those two things is understanding what you're doing with your money, how you're doing things with your money, who's in charge of your money, who's taking your money, and where your money's going and how you're getting more money. That's the financial understanding that I'm talking about. Financial stability is making sure that you still have that revenue, you still have that income coming in. You can have as many forms of income as you want, but just make sure that it's stable enough for you to organize where it's all going and making sure that nobody's coming to take it away. At the end of the day, you still have to have some form of a job. Like I said before, celebrities, they still have to make sure that they're singing. They still have to make sure that they're dancing. They still have to make sure that they're acting. They still have to make sure that they're filming. They still have to make sure that they're doing something that's giving them more money. Because if they stop, if they make the decision to stop, then that's it. That's it. Which is why a lot of celebrities go on tour. Where J. Cole said that most of his money came from him going on tour. That's where rappers, if you listen to his music, that is where rappers make the most of their money. So you want to be able to go on tours. You want to be able to see people in person because that's where the money is coming from. You have to sell t-shirts. You have to sell whatever crap that celebrities decide that they want to sell. NBA players, they have to be sponsored by somebody. They have to be on the Nike commercial because they're getting paid through that. They have to have a job. That's their job. That's what they decide to do to wake up every morning. That's their 9-to-5. And you have to create your own 9-to-5 that makes you feel okay, that makes you feel stable. Learn a smart way to increase revenue as you go through life. That's what I wrote down. And I think that's just awesome. I'm amazing. You have to learn a smart way to increase revenue as you go through life. Like I said, celebrities, and I keep reiterating them because that's who we look at in life. We look at the big people who have all the money. We look at the people who are written like, damn, like, what am I doing that they're doing that I can't be in the same place as them? Because 10 times out of 10, you might be just as talented, if not more talented, than the people who are out there. I know so many Boston rappers and singers, Connecticut rappers and singers, myself as a singer and a poet, that I can be in that place, but honestly, for me, I'm just not doing the work for it. and I know that there are some others who are trying to do the work for it, but they're not willing to see that they have to do 100,000 things in order to get where they need to go. They're not seeing, like, to be an actor, you want to be an actor in Broadway in New York, you have to have a job. That's the one thing that my theater professor told me that always stuck with me is, even though you're acting, you still have to have a job on the side, no matter where you go. Literally, no matter where you go, you have to have a job on the side. And no job is too small no job is too big or too small or whatever in the theater. As long as you love being in the theater, as long as you're in the theater, you're doing theater-like things. So even if you are just crew, you better be the best damn crew that there is and get paid as the best damn crew that there is, because you never know who's watching you. You never know who you're going to encounter. You could be learning the lyrics of a song that an actor is doing, and then let's say they break their leg or their arm, and you can swing down from the lights, from the lighting crew, and you could be the person because you know all the words, you know all the songs, you know all the steps and everything. And then, where did you come from? I came from the light crew. I swang down from the light crew. It's as simple as that, and I feel like that is the best form of trying to find a way to learn a smart way to increase your revenue as you go through life. You just got to take what opportunities are there in order for you to become better. Yeah, you got to push yourself in that right direction. I wanted to get into this topic because lately, as I said, I've just been seeing a lot of people kind of trying to figure out the best way to get their money through this terrible, horrible time. And I'm not exactly sure how to say, other than to say, that fast money can get you someplace, yeah, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's still fast money, and fast money will always trip you the fuck up. That's how I feel. It will always mess you up if you're not doing something right, if you miss a number, if you miss a step, if you're not there at a certain time. Fast money it won't benefit you in the long run. You want to do something that's going to benefit you in the long run. You want to make sure that you're not getting in trouble with the IRS and fast money. You want to make sure that you're covered by the government and all of that. So what if I decide that I want to have a stable job? And so what if I decide that, whatever, I'm going to work at Stop and Shop until I can get whatever, until I can finish classes. And so what if I decide I want to go to college? And some people think that college is a scam too. That's a whole different topic. We'll talk about that another time. It's what you want to do to get your money, to get your bag, to make you feel successful. Do what works for you. Get your bag the best way that works for you. And learn a smart way to increase revenue as you go through life. And you want to be financially understanding and financially stable. Financially understanding is knowing what's going on with your money that's coming in and how it's going out. And financial stability is being okay with how your money is coming in, is having a source of income, a career, or a job, a plain old job, that's gonna make sure you're gonna be okay in life, that's gonna make sure that your lights are gonna be paid, your kids are gonna be fed, your car's gonna be paid off, and you can get the next phone if you want to, and new shoes, and all of that. Those are the key things that I really wanted to get into today, and I hope that I've really filled up your cups and that you can enjoy it and sit with me. Eventually, I'll stop saying I know I'm saying it so much, and eventually the dead air will cease. I'm still kind of working through it all, but yes, get your bag the way that freaking works for you. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Don't let somebody make you feel like shit because they're making thousands of dollars in this one moment because they decided to create an app that you could have easily thought about. Where you are in your life is where you are in your life, in your bag journey. And your bag will always be with you. Your bag is never going anywhere. So take your time, get your bag that works for you, claim that bag that works for you, and have faith and confidence in that bag, because it's going to come. The money will always be here. It's not going anywhere. As you can see, like, it's being spread everywhere. All these people talking about they ain't got no money. The government got all the money. I don't know why they're lying to everybody, but it's fine. It's cool. Yeah, do what works for you. Get your money how it works for you. If you feel that you're hesitant about a certain thing, don't do it. If you have to second guess the choice that you're making, if somebody's saying, yo, I got an opportunity for you, I got this job for you, or here's the quickest way, or I just need 35 people, or I just need 2 people to join in on this for me, and you feel in your body, in your bones, that this is not for me, don't do it, bro. Don't do it. If you feel 100%, I got it, I'm in this, and you can ride the wave all the way, then invest. Again, you got to do what works for you. You got to see the opportunities that are out there, and you can either take them or not take them, but they all have to make you feel inside at the end of the day, okay, you have to be able to properly sleep at night with the choices that are being made. And I hope that y'all understand where I'm coming from, because it's kind of a hard topic and probably a pretty touchy topic to talk about, because there are some people who are like, they enjoy the fast money life, and that's their thing. For me, I can't stand it. I don't like it. I honestly enjoy the way that I'm getting my money. I love the way that I'm getting my money, being a special education tutor and a behavioral therapist, and so forth. So that's the wrap up. That's the wrap up of today. And I hope you guys have a good day, and everybody's staying safe, and everybody's wearing masks and washing their hands. And hopefully we can get out of this soon. So I can start making bigger and better plans for this podcast and create some events so I can see people in person. I'm already thinking about these things, and it's only my second episode. But hey, I ain't got nothing but time to think about what to do. But yeah, hope I filled y'all's cups. Have a nice day.